Mayor. The mayor is the chief executive officer of the city of New York, responsible for the effectiveness and integrity of city government operations. Some of the many duties of the mayor include appointing and removing agency heads and commissioners for mayoral agencies, appointing members to many public authorities, commissions, and boards, and proposing a budget for New York City. In addition, the mayor has the power to veto the city council's legislation and land use decisions. The mayor earns an annual salary of $225,000. Candidate list for mayor. Candidates are listed by name, followed by their party lines. Bill de Blasio, Democratic, Working Families. Joseph J. Loda, Republican, Conservative, Students First, Taxes Too High. Adolfo Carrion Jr., Independents. Anthony Granowitz, Green Party. Randy Credico, Tax Wall Street. Dan Fine, Socialist Workers Party. Jack D. Hittery, Common Sense, Jobs and Education. Jimmy Rent is Too Damn High McMillan, Rent is Too Damn High. Carl Person, Reform. Eric Salgado, School Choice. The following mayoral candidates did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Michael J. Dilger, Flourish. Michael K. Graves, Freedom. Joseph G. Melaragno, Affordable Tomorrow. Michael Sanchez, Libertarian. Sam Sloan, War Veterans.
Bill de Blasio, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
New York City public advocate.
Previous occupations.
Campaign manager, Hillary Clinton for Senate. Regional director for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Aide to Mayor Dinkins.
Education.
M.A. Columbia University School of International and Public Affairs. B.A. New York University.
Organizational affiliations.
None.
Prior public experience.
New York City Council member, District 39, Brooklyn. Community School Board 15 member.
What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
My top priority will be addressing economic inequality. For far too long, City Hall has catered to the elite while middle and working class families are dismissed or ignored. To tackle economic inequality, we must strengthen our education system, expand and protect affordable housing, and create strong jobs across all five boroughs. I am the only candidate who has a plan to create universal early education and after-school programs by asking the wealthiest to pay a little more in taxes.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I understand how fragile police-community relations can put both residents and officers at risk, and I have called for true reform of stop and frisk and strong legislation to ban racial profiling. I also believe that immigrants have always been an essential part of our city, and the next administration must embrace and support our vital immigrant communities.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I have dedicated my career to taking on the elite and powerful and standing up for taxpayers, families, and everyday New Yorkers. As an outer borough working dad and public school parent, I care deeply about the everyday issues that are front and center to families: economic fairness, job creation, early education and after-school programs, child care, a real living wage, effective and respectful policing, and affordable housing.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Joseph J. Loda, party enrolled in.
Republican.
Current occupation.
Full-time candidate.
Previous occupations.
Chairman and CEO, Metropolitan Transportation Authority. Deputy Mayor and Budget Director, Giuliani Administration. Executive Vice President, Madison Square Garden and Cablevision. Investment Banker.
Education.
Georgetown University, BS, 1976. Harvard Business School, MBA, 1980.
Organizational affiliations.
CUNY, Member Board of Trustees.
Prior public experience.
Budget Director and Deputy Mayor for Operations, Giuliani Administration. Chairman and CEO, Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
1. What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
Creating jobs and a vibrant, diversified economy is the key to our city's success. Government can't create jobs, but it is responsible for creating an environment for job growth. Our government must operate more efficiently while reducing taxes and the burdensome regulations and fines that are strangling small businesses. We must focus on fostering emerging industries to create quality, good-paying jobs in all 5 boroughs.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Reforming government must be a top priority. We need ethics reform to get rid of corrupt politicians and educational reform to improve our schools. Public safety is also critical to our quality of life. We must ensure the NYPD has the necessary tools and resources to keep us safe from terrorists and violent criminals.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
The next mayor needs to have the experience and vision to lead New York City on day one. Our city is a $70 billion enterprise with more than 300,000 employees. I am the only candidate with vast experience leading complex organizations in both the private and public sectors. I have been fortunate to serve the people of this city through some of our best times of growth and transformation, but also through some of our biggest challenges, like 9/11 and Hurricane Sandy. I believe our best days are ahead, and as mayor, I will use my common sense, my vision, and my experience to lead New York City forward.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Adolfo Carrion, Jr. Party enrolled in.
Unaffiliated.
Current occupation.
Founder, managing director of Metro Futures, LLC.
Previous occupations.
Small business owner. NYC public school teacher, city planner, community board manager.
Education.
Bachelor's degree, King's College. Master's degree in urban planning, CUNY, Hunter College.
Organizational affiliations.
Morris Heights Healthcare. County Executives of America. Hudson River Sloop Clearwater Organization. Bronx Diva Talk, domestic violence awareness.
Prior public experience.
White House Director of Urban Affairs. Regional Director for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, two-term Bronx Borough President, NYC Council Member, former President of NALEO, National Association of Latino Elected Officials.
1. What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
Reforming education to ensure our young people are prepared to participate in the economy must be a top priority. Education has become more about the needs and wants of a few adults rather than the parents and students who have long been underserved by a failing system.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
New York City must remain affordable for the middle class and those who would come here to make a better life. It also must be a business-friendly city that acts as an incubator for the industries and jobs of the future. We do that by not raising taxes and treating our people and businesses like the government's ATM. Our city must be a safe city and a place where innovation creates opportunity.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I will bring the experience, common sense ideas, and independent leadership New Yorkers want and deserve to City Hall. New Yorkers have had enough of special interests and the political establishment running the show. Our city is ready for real results and a bold vision for a New York that works better for everyone. It is the mayor's duty to make decisions that improve the lives of New Yorkers. The decisions are never easy, but my track record shows that putting the people first delivers results.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Anthony Gronowitz.
Party enrolled in.
Green Party.
Current occupation.
CUNY professor.
Previous occupations.
CUNY professor.
Education.
BA Columbia College, PhD in New York City Political History, University of Pennsylvania.
Organizational affiliations.
American Historical Association, Organization of American Historians.
Prior public experience.
Green Party of New York State, State Committee Representative.
What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
Environmental degradation is the most pressing issue facing all New Yorkers. As a New York City native, I recognize, especially after Superstorm Sandy and the 2008 economic collapse, that housing, healthcare, jobs, and education are all impacted by the quality of the environment. A sustainable environment is key to a long and prosperous life for the average New Yorker.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
More than 53,000 children in this city lack a permanent home, a 500% increase over 2008. 5% of public school students live in shelters. The majority of these students are Latino and African American. Many of these students face the prospect of being stopped and frisked by a police department whom the richest mayor in history called, quote, my own army, end quote. If elected, I would halt this outrageous practice. In Los Angeles, New Orleans, Dallas, and Baltimore, violent crime is down even further in percentage terms than in New York City, without violating numerous provisions of our Bill of Rights. Another key issue is divestment from fossil fuels, essential in stemming the rise in asthma and other respiratory diseases affecting our children. In order to provide a better education, I would cap classroom size at 20, heavily invest in preschool programs for every child, and bring back gym, art, and music. Closing public hospitals and public schools is unacceptable.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I have dedicated my life to serving the needs of the average New Yorker. My concern is steadfastly for the 99%, not the 1%, who have disproportionately benefited from an economy based on finance and not one aimed at providing full employment with full benefits.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Randy Credico, party enrolled in?
Democratic.
Current occupation?
Political satirist, impressionist, consultant.
Previous occupations?
Director, William Kunstler Fund for Racial Justice, campaign consultant.
Education?
Mount SAC College, California.
Organizational affiliations?
Kunstler Fund.
Prior public experience?
None.
What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
Reforming New York's criminal justice system.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Tax Wall Street 1%, lower taxes on the 99%, improve public schools, massive FDR jobs program, free health care and college ed, progressive real estate tax, affordable housing, taxing private colleges, repeal smoking ban and cabaret laws, protect small businesses, firing Ray Kelly, protect teachers, community policing, free bus and subway service, dog runs increase, full list at credico2013.org.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Political satirist and activist, not a politician.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Dan Fine. Party enrolled in. Independent. Current occupation: mechanical assembler at electronics plant. Previous occupation: assembler at lighting factory. Education: University of California. Organizational affiliations: Socialist Workers' Party. Prior public experience: SWP candidate for New York governor in 2000. What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected? The Socialist Workers' Party candidates are setting an example for workers of the need to break from the Democratic, Republican, and other capitalist parties and set a course for independent working-class political action. The most important issue in the city and the country is unemployment. The division in the working class between those working and those not can be overcome by the labor movement fighting for a government-funded public works program to put millions to work building affordable housing, child care centers, and other things that workers need. What other important issues would you address if elected? For working class unity, stop the deportations. For a big raise in the minimum wage. Organize the unorganized into fighting unions. Free the Cuban Five. Five Cuban revolutionaries jailed in the U.S. since 1998 on trumped-up charges of conspiracy for gathering information on activities of Cuban-American counter-revolutionary groups operating on U.S. soil with impunity. Defend a woman's right to choose abortion. No to Washington's wars. for withdrawal of all U.S. troops from Afghanistan, Korea, Guantanamo, and elsewhere in the world. Eliminate stop and frisk. I have joined protests demanding prosecution of the killer of Trayvon Martin. What makes you the best candidate for this office? I am the mayoral candidate for the only workers' party in the election, the Socialist Workers' Party. I walked the picket line and marched with Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1181 during the school bus drivers and matrons strike last winter. I have a decades-long record of participating in union strikes and struggles against attacks by the bosses and their government. Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Jack D. Hittery.
Party enrolled in?
None.
Current occupation?
Entrepreneur.
Previous occupations?
Chairman and CEO of Dice.com, New York Stock Exchange, DHX.
Education?
Studied at Columbia University, Stanley Fellowship in Clinical Neuroscience at the National Institute of Health, NIH.
Organizational affiliations?
XPRIZE.org, Google X Labs, National Renewable Energy Lab, NREL, Clinton Global Initiative, CGI, Eastside Community High School.
Prior public experience?
None.
What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
Too many New Yorkers are out of work or are struggling to make ends meet with low-paying jobs. NYC has an unemployment rate of over 9%, which is higher than the national average. My 5-point plan will create thousands of new jobs in NYC and provide training for New Yorkers to upgrade to high-paying positions. As an entrepreneur, I have the unique experience needed to grow New York's economy. My first company, Dice.com, has connected more than 5 million people to their jobs. As a Brooklyn native, I believe that we must create economic opportunity not only in the five boroughs.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
For NYC to continue to grow, we also need great schools, a safe city, and affordable housing. A great education is the key to every child's future, but our schools are failing too many of our kids. Having spent years working in education, my plan will innovate the classroom experience and deliver job-ready graduates. A safe city is key to maintaining a record 52 million tourists coming to New York each year and fueling our economy. Finally, affordable housing is critical to keeping low- and middle-income families in NYC who are being squeezed out by the high cost of living.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am not a career politician. I am an entrepreneur who has launched and run several successful businesses, including the nation's leading IT job website, which is a publicly listed company. My strong management experience, combined with my work in schools and low-income economic development, has prepared me to lead NYC into an exciting future.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Jimmy, rent is too damn high, McMillan.
Party enrolled in?
Republican.
Current occupation?
Founder of the Rent is Too Damn High Party.
Previous occupations?
Postal worker, veteran of United States Army, independent undercover investigator.
Education?
Graduate of Berkeley PSI.
Organizational affiliations?
None.
Prior public experience?
None.
What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
Rent reduction.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Education, working families, poverty.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am the voice of the people and the voice of the forgotten people in New York City, the young, the poor, working families, and the disabled.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Carl Person.
Party enrolled in?
Green Party.
Current occupation?
Attorney representing homeowners and small businesses in defending against foreclosures and for other debt relief, and small businesses in commercial litigation.
Previous occupations?
Created a career field and related instruction, 600,000 paralegals, by founding and managing for 18 years the first paralegal school in the U.S. open to college graduates. School was licensed and accredited to teach broad-based technology.
Education.
High school dropout. After 3 years in Army, graduated magna cum laude from LIU in Brooklyn, then from Harvard Law School with Wall Street Tax and Business Course electives.
Organizational affiliations.
Loose alliances with organizations to assist in debt relief and to create jobs, small business opportunities, and prosperity for individuals and small communities.
Prior public experience.
Came in third for New York State Attorney General with 37,000 votes during 2010 and sought a nomination for U.S. President during 2012.
What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
Offering free one-year training to all New York City residents, high school seniors, and for all adults in an adult education program to enable graduates to obtain jobs anywhere in the U.S. at $25 to $60 an hour or $80 to $100 an hour as independent contractors. New internet and computer technology require public schools to change their curriculum to enable New York City residents and small businesses to obtain good jobs, have small business opportunities, and prosper. Curriculum at carlperson.com/resume03.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Reduced business regulation, financial transparency with all payments fully disclosed in a website, workable public campaign financing, free public transportation paid from resulting revenues.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I've had 50 years of experience in small business and career-oriented education and understand the education program needed in New York City to create good-paying jobs for New York City's residents. To solve the economic problems for most New York City residents, we should create good jobs first, then worry about college.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Eric Salgado. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
A full-time candidate who continues to serve as pastor of Bensonhurst Iglesia Jovenes Cristianos Church.
Previous occupations.
Eric started a bookstore and grew it into a four-borough chain. He also founded a radio network and was president of Radio Cantico Nuevo, Inc. until last December. Eric has devoted thousands of hours over the last 24 years to working with the people living in NYC's diverse communities.
Education.
Eric holds a doctorate in theological studies from UTI University.
Organizational affiliations.
None.
Prior public experience.
None.
What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
I will restore the ranks of the police department to those of Mayor Giuliani's administration, eliminate quotas, and implement additional sensitivity training for all officers. I will continue the department's initiatives to combat terrorism.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
New Yorkers need jobs that pay a livable wage. I'll remove bureaucratic obstacles that prevent many businesses from thriving, eliminate out-of-date regulations, put as much of the permitting process as possible online, provide tax incentives to encourage the creation of new jobs, make New York businesses a priority in the city's request for proposals process, and use tax incentives to entice additional businesses to NYC. The Department of Education must meet the students' needs immediately. I'll increase parental involvement, including a grade from parents on teachers' evaluations. I'll also conduct a system-wide audit to determine which programs are successful and disseminate that info to teachers and principals. I'll work to reestablish elected community school boards throughout NYC.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I'm the only candidate who will represent all of NYC's different ethnic and religious communities and will not dictate how they should live their lives. I'm also the only candidate who holds traditional family values dear and who will fight for the best education for our young people, even if it means taking on the teachers' union.
Participating in the campaign finance program.